All right, we're up on sale. I just put a bunch of dates up. Find your city. The theater tour is coming in 2022. We got Vegas. We got the Beacon Theater in New York City. We just released some more tickets. We got Indianapolis. We got Portland, Seattle, ChristyComedy.com. Find your city. I'm doing a theater in your city, baby. Yas. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Chrissy Chaos. Today, I'm going straight. I'm going white. I'm going male. Deal with it. We got Michael Blaustein, Trevor Wallace from the Stiff Socks Potty Waddy.
Up in this bitch.
These kids combined don't weigh as much as me. So that's, if you want to feel fat, then sit next to Blaustein and Trevor Wallace, who have, as we call in the pod, RHBs, rocking hot bods. How you doing, fellas?
Dude, I'm doing good. I think I weigh like 140, maybe.
You weigh 140?
It's not good. It's not good. It's all 140. Illusions. It's not good.
I didn't know it was that.
No, dude, how much do you weigh?
150?
Wow.
But you're a muscle guy. I'm just
240,
kinda...
folks. 240. Do you really weigh 140 pounds?
It's not, do you
have
no, scale
because,
here?
Dude, look at this. Dude,
yo, you got a fucking wagon of an ass. That's
wagon,
Patreon.
Right?
PatreonContent.com.
You like that?
Dude, I don't know what the hell's wrong with my body.
No.
Every time I weigh it, I put like just quarters in my pocket just to like flex on the doctor.
So you're
a little bit.
So you're a guy who you genuinely can't gain weight.
No, I have one
have
of those.
You ever tried though?
Yeah,
have
good
ever,
question.
Like, have you ever like?
I took a mass gainer one time. You shit a lot. They give you one of those weigh bags, and it's like you have to have like 9 scoops per serving, and then the whole bag lasts you half an afternoon. I tried it, but it's like I don't know where it goes. My body's just it's.
What's your bowel contents like? Are you taking diarrhea shits? How are they?
No, they're decent. Okay. Solid poops. You know.
Interesting.
Could
because
be better,
homeless pimp has lost 75 pounds.
Oh wow!
From only
no.
How about this? You ready for his diet? I swear to God, this is his diet.
75
Dude,
pounds.
He goes up every podcast. He eats one salad a day and Heineken beer. He drinks Heineken's all day.
Heineken's,
I swear to God,
I can see
Heineken
that.
Beers all day and one salad and once in a while Magic Spoon. Use the promo code Chaos. Once in a while Magic Spoon cereal. And this kid has lost 86 pounds.
I thought it was 90. Three, but yeah, we'll go down.
He's legitimately.
That Magic Spoon is crazy,
no,
man.
Bro,
promo
you have to
code
see
Chrissy
what a
Chaos.
Fucking mess he was last year before he
really?
Started just eating
you
salads
were
and drinking Heinies.
Can we bring a picture of how you're disgusting?
Heinekens, you have to be hot to drink Heinekens.
Let me
we
show
all know this.
Here, and I'll send this to you, pimp. But here's the picture. You could just tell he was just a fucking mess. And now he's hot, dude. You know how many women?
He's kind of hot, dude.
Dude, you know how many women message me trying to get to the pimp? It's
dude,
like
we got a hot podcast producer too, and we're nervous, dude. It's like if we lose the producer, dude, we got to do this shit ourselves. We got to do our own fucking ad reads.
Look, dude, he looked like a fat animal. There, right?
Oh, that's gross,
right?
Dude.
Right?
That's really fucking disgusting. Yeah.
No glasses.
Yeah, here, I'm gonna send it to you, Pimp. Maybe we can throw it up on the.
I'll put it in the
on
episode.
The thing. Yeah,
I'll trash myself.
Yeah,
let's
trash
it.
Yourself,
yeah, dude.
But now, dude, he's out here. Everybody loves it, Pimp. So he's lost a lot of weight. But you're skinny, mini.
I just stayed like this whole time. I was a little bulkier in college in my creatine days.
Creatine.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I used to use Winstrol. I used to go full.
Oh, I went
full steroids.
Dude, I went D-ball.
Wow.
You went D-ball?
Not because you're thin, but when you take off your shirt, you look jacked on.
Camera.
He's low key as apps. They're just out here.
No, but this is every action hero you see. What's his face?
Chris Evans.
Who's the hottie? Chris Evans. Fucking who's the other hot guy? Ryan Reynolds. All these guys are thin like this, but you look jacked on camera.
Yeah, they do a little God angle. You look fucking huge.
Yeah. Now your body. Ever since I met you, you've been jacked.
Yeah.
It's annoying,
yeah.
Right?
It's a genetic thing. Also,
do you work out a lot?
I think it's a combination of both. I think it's genetics. It's also like I work out probably like 5 days a week.
What is your eating?
I eat like shit.
Right. Really
I don't.
Does. He
I don't
like
eat
Wendy's
well.
At like 9
I was
going to
say, what'd you have for breakfast today?
You want to know?
Yes.
I had one slice of pepperoni pizza.
For
breakfast.
Cold or hot?
Hot.
Oh, you scumbag.
Yeah,
you wanted that warmth. Yeah. You wanted the hug of your father to be like, here's a pizza.
That's probably why. I didn't have a dad.
Well, that'll do it.
Now, and you didn't work out at all yet today.
I have not worked out, yes.
Well, but you will.
No. Actually, I did. I ran.
You jogged this morning.
Dude, my girl woke me up at 6 in the morning with some girl stuff, and then it was like, let's go for a run.
Wait, what do you
get
mean some girl
out?
Stuff?
You know.
Just yelling at you about
shit? She's pregnant.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, there you go. Welcome to the club.
No, she's not pregnant.
That's why I got a fucking four-bedding house out here, because I got so many Puerto Rican kids.
Are they all Puerto Rican?
I got all my kids are Puerto Rican,
Good for you.
Dude, good for me.
Tight.
Good for Jasmine. My girl, I mean, she fucking hit the lotto, baby. That's what it is. She got herself a white man.
Let's go.
A white family, man with a brick house.
Dude, come I swear on. To God, when her family first came over, like, well, first family first met me 7 years ago, her mom, shout out Jazz's mom, great lady. She was like, oh my God. She was like, Jazz was like, oh, you know, this is my boyfriend, Chris. She was like, you didn't tell me he was white. She was like, congratulations, sweetie. She was like hugging her and shit. She was like, mom. I was like, yeah.
It felt good, though.
No, it's good, man. I just moved out here a couple months ago. People already know my address, which is bad.
Oh, that's gonna say,
are we allowed to be like Staten Island?
That's an issue.
Well, we tried to say it again?
What happened was we tried to say it was Long Island, and then a couple of the FedEx guys are podcast fans, so they know my fucking address. Then the dentist office, I mean, and then people were able to piece. There used to be a bar in here. There used to be a bar right there, like that the previous owners had, and we ripped it out.
Yeah.
And one time I was talking about the bar and the you know that I lived on Staten Island, and people just did a Zillow search and found one house just sold.
Oh, the pictures everything.
And saw the bar, and then literally texted me my address. You know, DMing my address.
And they like know how much you paid for the house. Zillow's a snitch, dude.
I know.
Zillow's
snitch weird. As fuck. Yeah, dude. So, but we're safe now because we got security system, and we got you. I wish she was here. TT Jerry, who is my girl's transgender uncle, who's just got out of prison for 20 years. So if you want to come,
that's better than a Ring camera. I'll tell you what.
You better pick right. If you want to come rob me, if you want to come rob the house, if you know the address, you better choose right, motherfucker, because you will get choked out by a transgender cock, and you ain't gonna see that shit coming. You'll get sliced and diced. She sliced a motherfucker's dick off with a tuna can in prison.
What do you think she's gonna do? I see the clips, dude. It's gnarly.
What do you think she's gonna do to you if you try to come into the sunroom? You're fucked, dude. Choose right. Because right now, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you came right now today, which you know it's 2 weeks, this episode comes out in 2 weeks. But if you came today, you might get some shit because only the homeless pimp's here. And you'll fucking hit him right in his sunflower pants and it's over. But you'll kill him.
Fall in love while doing it. You know?
What fabric are these? Bro, TT Jerry, not only if you came in here, she would fuck you up. If she thought you were hot, she'd fuck you in the ass before she let you leave the house.
So
you would be fucked and fucked. No, yeah. You think TT Jerry would fuck somebody who came in, if she thought he was cute, she'd fuck him in the ass before we called the police.
Oh,
100%. You think she's more of a Michael or a Trevor type person?
You got to be black. So okay. I guess Trevor.
Oh, myself. Trevor. You know, just based on principle alone.
Do you think that after she would come, she'd have like post-nut regret and be like, we don't even need the cops? I feel like that would happen.
I genuinely, in my heart, if I'm being dead serious and Pimp, back me up on this, I genuinely think in my heart, if you came in here and tried to break into the house and TT caught you, because TT has told us, I do not want to go back to prison. I do not. So, but if somebody ever came and disrespected my family, which she considers me her family, tried to hurt any of you, she's like, I would kill them and go back to prison, because she's like, I can survive in jail. I don't have a fear of it. I just don't want to go back. She's like, but I wouldn't be able to live with myself if somebody hurt you and I didn't defend your honor and kill that person. So she would absolutely murder someone who came in here. But I do think she would fuck them in the ass, truthfully. I genuinely believe she'd fuck you in the ass and then not call the police. I think she would be like, you're never going to come. You ain't going to do shit again.
Yeah.
You know? Because she doesn't care. She's like, I'm like, what about enemies in prison gang? She goes, anybody who steps up to me, she goes, will get their fucking rocks knocked back. That's exactly, that was
I've
a direct quote.
I don't even know what that means.
I said, I don't know what rocks. I said, what are you talking about? I didn't even know I had rocks, but I guess they're going to get knocked back.
The more confusing, the better, you know?
I think my favorite, like, at dinner the other night with your kids all at the dinner table, she's like, yeah, I used to scare kids straight in prison. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
She goes to this. She was part of the TV show. That TV show Scared Straight.
Yeah.
But not the TV show. She said there was a program in one of her prisons. She was up in Attica Prison, which is like a famous prison. She went up there.
Big flex.
Yeah, big flex. And she said, they used to bring in like 12, 13-year-old kids that were like, you know, in like little gangs and shit, and like kind of just, you know, whatever, scare them straight. She said she walked
huffing glue and shit.
She went into this one 13-year-old kid and was like, she was like, listen, motherfucker. She goes, you're going to keep going down that life of crime. That's fine with me. She goes, but then you're going to be in here. She's like, what do you want to do? She goes, you want to be like me? She goes, you're going to be in here for prison 20 years. You come out, you got titties. She goes, you come out, you got titties and an ass.
I wouldn't even be mad.
She goes,
if
is that
I
what you want? You
want
to come to prison and leave with titties and an ass? She goes, because that's what happened to me. I got titties and an ass, because she has full estrogen tits now.
Hold on.
A fake ass.
Did she go in? She went in there. Yeah. She
in
went
jail? In, BBL?
Does she have a fake ass, or is TT's ass just Puerto Rican?
No, she got crazy legs. Let me find.
Oh, yeah, pull up TT's legs. Natty? Did you guys
all
come yet? Get ready. You might leak.
Oh,
I'm getting there. Got a little pre-com on the verge.
What, TT's quads?
Yes.
You might leak a little bit.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. All natty, just hitting the squats.
All squats, wall but sits. The titties are estrogen. She's got estrogen titties.
So the, hold on, so there's no like fake, it's just estrogen and estrogen.
Are these all, oh, these a photo shoot?
Ah.
Which, by the way, you guys can continue the estrogen therapy and help us keep paying for that at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We pay for TT's tits through the Patreon.
Hold up.
And we bought her a car through the Patreon. So really? Thank you so much. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. All your support. TT Jerry's bucket list. All the other shit we do. We appreciate it. Yes, sir. We bought her a Toyota Corolla. Look at that. Bang.
She's,
would you?
She's up.
Honestly, man. She comes up to
fucking
you.
Fucking caked up.
Honestly, bro.
If I have a few Heinekens, like the
look
pimp,
at that.
I'm fucking.
Yeah.
No, honestly,
I'm
she
coming
looks
off a red eye at LaGuardia, bro, and you bump into me.
Honestly,
come on.
Dude, there's been a couple of times I've come on pretty drunk, and I can't tell between if that's her or my baby mama. I don't know, dude. I'm like, who's who? I'll fuck anybody right now.
She told me a butcher's knife. You're like, I still don't know.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't matter. And TT, it's not like TT will say anything. She'll be like, you do you, papi.
Oh my God.
He's got the best security in all of Staten Island.
No. Yeah, you can't.
What do you think? Weapon of choice or just like verbal violence, I feel like?
Ooh, with TT?
Ice pick.
Ice pick. You know, she stabbed somebody's eye out with ice pick. I genuinely think if you tried to come in at it, if you came in and TT, I think she would hurt you bad. Like ice pick shit. She could fucking probably kill you with one of the girls' toys. She might be able to. She'll take an American Girl doll and strangle you with that shit.
Jesus, just kill you with a Paw Patrol DVD. Just weird shit.
Just decapitate you.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah,
I like it. He must feel safe here.
I feel safe as fuck here. Paul Rudd is the sexiest man alive. What do we
wrong.
Think of Ant-Man?
Wrong.
No, dude.
Wrong.
No.
It's not even. He's not in the top 186. How the fuck did he get number one? He's not ugly.
He looks
no.
Like he
the sexiest man alive?
First of all, I think he's too small.
Yes.
He's a guy. Man,
is he short?
He's short guy.
Ooh. If I Whoa, had to, he's like my
dude,
height, guys.
Everyone relax. Ant-Man, once you command, once you say I'm Ant-Man, you can never be sexiest man alive. It's one or the other, dude. There can't be Ant-Man and you're the sexiest guy alive. I think sexiest man alive, you ready for who my pick would be? I don't know if he may have won it already,
but
he just had a big movie come out too. Idris Elba. That's
oh
why I go.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's a fucking man,
that's
dude.
That's a chocolate drop of a human yeah. being.
Yummy.
I would lick those
and
tits.
He's got a nice accent on him, too.
Dude,
he
British,
does.
And he's a great actor.
That's just an added value on top.
Can we find out, Pimpy, has Idris Elba ever won sexiest man alive?
I think so.
He has to have, right?
Can you win again?
Dude,
because he should win again.
First of all, we should have sexiest
oh, wow.
man alive.
Fuck.
Passing yeah. the torch. Okay, so he won at 47. Okay, so he deserves it. So we should have sexiest man alive, and then we should have, I mean, like another type of award for guys that just pull pussy. Because I mean, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Yeah.
I mean, it's legitimately.
Racking up.
I don't know if there was a Hall of Fame. Michael Rappaport on his podcast calls it the Stickman Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
If there's, I don't know. I think I can comfortably with 100%. Certainty, and I've thought about this, say that Pete Davidson, I think, as far as getting pussy and getting girls, is the hero of our time, and I think he's better than Clooney. I think he's better than Jeter.
You know who he's not better than?
Who is he?
Can
not?
I say this?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you seen
that's
his
the only one
bangs at UCLA bro. Girls? Like they're not like celeb. Leo just fucks everything and anyone, but there are a lot of like post grads that you met at 1-0.
Now, we were talking about this before. Pete nope. Davidson has yeah. banged the famous two most, we feel, famous women ever in history. We got
Kim
Ariana
Kardashian,
Grande 1.
T.T. Jerry.
We got Ariana Grande 1. We got Kim Kardashian 2. The yeah. only woman that completes a trifecta for him is if he fucks Oprah.
Michelle Obama.
Or Michelle
Whoa,
Obama.
Both
Oprah
of these are
or
great.
Michelle Obama or threesome.
Is Oprah single?
I think she
I
is,
I think she
actually.
Has Stedman. Is Stedman still happening?
Stedman's gay, right?
Jeff Bezos has got
to
a
be
new
gay.
Lady, right?
Jeff Bezos
was seen
single.
With some new girl?
Yeah, I think, Jeff Bezos, I know it's Jeff Bezos' ex-wife walked away with about $6 billion.
Oh, yeah.
She walked away with about $6 billion.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
What can you do? She walked away with Kanye money. Just from sucking cock.
$6 billion, but you know what's funny is the stock changed like 4 or 5 months later. She could have walked with like $400 billion.
So what,
like,
I saw this yeah. stuff,
what
I saw this Bezos stuff. So Bezos
God.
Is with Leo's old girl?
No, oh. no, that's Bezos' new girl
right.
chatting up
oh,
Leo.
But Leo, oh, wow.
Look at her.
Bezos' new
wow.
girl is a trash
lot
kid.
Of pain.
Honestly, dude, if I'm going to be honest, just seeing him in the flesh right now,
yeah.
if I could press a button and change places with anyone for a day, I think it would be Leo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
who,
for a day.
I don't know who else you would Let's fucking see. Choose. Maybe some like maybe like a...
Some people
like,
may choose Pete. Right now, it's possible, yeah.
but
young cats might choose Pete.
So, what do you? How is Pete doing this with no social media? Is he just
that? Is the that to me is what that's why I'm comfortable putting him Hall of Fame because he's not on steroids. He's not doing it with he's not getting any of these girls through social media. Nothing, dude. How he's natural.
You know what Tim said? He tweeted earlier, which is so funny, that SNL is his dating app.
Oh, Pete's that's funny. Yeah, he called Pete's app. That's funny.
Just whoever's in that week.
Yeah.
That's who he's
It's kind of the best because you get to be in an environment with that person. It's like you guys ever work at a restaurant where all of a sudden you're like, everyone's just incestuous. Everyone's fucking each other because you guys are always around each other.
Every restaurant ever. Yeah,
it's very similar to the SNL thing. You're like around that person for a solid week, so you get to be like, you get to piss some jokes.
Hopefully Idris Elba's a guest this week, you know?
Yeah. He was a guest, wasn't he?
Idris Elba had to have been the guest. Imagine Pete starts dating Idris Elba. That would be amazing.
Who's on next week, you know? Yeah. That's just how he swipes, right? Maybe dude, Pete picks the guests.
Yeah, dude.
Has this ever happened to you? Like, look how Jeff handles his girl just leaving him to talk to, you know what I mean? Like,
Bezos would watch them fuck. That's a
Bezos
cuck,
is a rub my nipples
face.
While they fuck kind
Bezos
of guy.
Bezos is cucked out. Yeah, I don't think Bezos. Out, yeah.
He's a walking penis. This guy would watch them
fuck. He's also worth so much and still bald. You know, if I had that much money, give me a toupee. Do something.
I think he's one of those guys that he wants that look, dude. He wants that
it
look.
It does have, millionaires are usually bald. Or porn stars, but you know
who is this woman? By
Johnny
the way, do we know who this woman?
That's his. I believe he had an affair with his wife, or who knows what the press says. But he left his wife for this woman, Lauren Sanchez is her name. I mean, Latinas just get you, dude.
Yeah.
Once I hear the name Sanchez, Gutierrez, like anything, I'm just like, I'm in.
They
just know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just they're built for like sexual creatures.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Look at you. They ooh, Latinas, sexuality.
It's brutal, dude.
Lost my virginity to a Latina.
Yeah, did you?
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Came quick, but it was my first time. She had already done it. She was a veteran, and
I
was excited.
They come out. Yeah. They fucking their quinceañera.
I was excited. I was like, I asked her after. I was like, how was it? And she's like, it was sex. And I was like, that's all I needed to hear.
Condom or no condom?
How old?
Condom. I was 17, and you know,
I lost my virginity to a black girl, no condom. First time I ever had sex, literally, 3 pumps came fully inside the girl.
You got a free trial of life right there.
I swear to God. Just at 17 years old, fertile as fuck, 3 pumps, full load, right up into the girl, and just that's it.
Started. Was she BC'd up, birth control? Or?
Nah, dude. And she was also a vet.
What did she say?
Veteran?
Was she like, I can't believe you did
it? She was like, I can't believe it's over. She goes, you didn't pull out. And I was like, I didn't know. Like, I honestly didn't know what to do. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I was like, I'm not 18. I can't get a girl pregnant yet. Like, I wasn't sure if it was like an age restriction. I had no clue what was going on. But I remember her saying to me, she was like, you know, she was, first of all, she was like we met playing basketball. She was like a black girl. She was wearing a do-rag. I swear to God, showed up to the house, do-rag. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know, we do it. And I'm like fucking trying to just jam it in. It was like soft as shit because I was so nervous, panicking. And then 3 pumps, boom, shoot the load inside of her, which was probably like bullshit.
Yeah,
load,
like
you know,
pre-cum.
Because it was just whatever. I got the sensation. I was, ooh, it's over. And she was like, that's it? I was like, yeah. She goes, all right. She goes, listen, go get me an apple juice. And I went, I swear to God, I went and got her an apple juice. And she sat and drank the apple juice. And then she put on her basketball sneakers and shorts. And she was like, you're going to come with me to the park? And then I swear to God, we went and shot jump shots for like another hour.
How loose was your J that day?
No, dude, my legs were trembling. I was nervous and fucked up. And then we had sex maybe 3 or 4 more times, and we were dating for like 6 months, and then she broke up with me.
Wow.
She broke up with me, which I deserve, man. I mean, because if you have a showing like that where 3 pumps and you come inside of her and then you cry and tremble and your legs
and you get her apple juice.
And I get her apple juice. It's like she's looking at me like I can't, there's no future with this guy.
No. Yeah. You're writing poems in the corner. You can't be, you can't be fucking, you can't be the next dude in her life. But I can't believe she stayed with you for 6 months after that performance.
Yeah. And then the next, you know, then I was 17. I was just turning 18, but the next woman I had sex with was 50 years old. So like today, that's like a legitimate crime.
Right? Like crazy. Yeah.
Like I was not.
Where did you meet her? TJ Maxx?
No,
what place
dude.
Were you
no,
just-
dude. She, you know how fucking crazy this is? She used to work.
Well, she was the referee of the basketball court.
She was the referee of the basketball. Yeah. She used to work at my school. When I was like in kindergarten or first grade, she was scouting early. Wow. She waited, dude. And then I remember that was the second woman I had. So she was 51. Dude, she's like could legitimately be dead right now. Like she's in her 70s.
She's dead.
Right. Yeah. I'm 37 years old. That was 20 years ago, dude. She's 71. The second woman
and
I texted.
She still thinks about it.
How was
Christy
that?
DiStefano.
Honestly,
so hot.
Dude, because I had kind of shaken off the rust a little bit, if you will, with the first girl, it was actually awesome. No, I went raw dog again.
Raw dog again.
So dumb.
She's got
ever wear condoms? You have 11 kids.
I got 11. Dude, I'm Christy the Amish. I remember it being pretty awesome because she, like, with her, it was like there was candles lit. It was like, you know, warm, this woman's 51 ambience, years old. She had had multiple tea. Children.
Dude, yeah. The old fucking old women are the best. The first old woman I fucked, I finished. She left. I literally thought she like left. She went to the bathroom, came back with a warm washcloth, and literally like washed my stuff. Like it was like spa treatment.
I love it.
And she wasn't 51. She might have been like 39, and I was maybe like 21 or whatever. Yeah. But it's like. I was like, I didn't even know that she was making me sandwiches. What is
her husband came in with the club sandwich.
I'm not going with the video camera.
I'm like, I felt so bad because she was married to this.
Oh, no.
I know,
home wreck and blow.
I didn't know. I didn't know, dude. I was drunk in the city, didn't know, went back to her place, and there was
nothing in the house gave the clues away.
Dude, I'm drunk.
All
and this
Christmas
girl,
cards
this
in the window.
But here's the thing. I literally looked over. This is fucked up. I looked over. I told you this on the podcast.
Urn of a
No, it was
came in his urn.
It was literally a picture of like the whole family. And they were like the whitest of white family, all like smiling, happy, two kids, a golden retriever
went to
in the picture.
Netherlands and shit, you know?
Dude, it happens, bro. I remember this story. I don't know if you're going to remember this. I don't know if I ever told this on the podcast. Bro, some real life shit happened to me. This was 2 years ago. There was a time in my life where me and Jazz, we weren't together. We like were just co-parenting a little bit and we were living separately and all that. Jazz, aka Vinny, we call her Vinny on the podcast.
Hilarious.
But she, I just fucking, I love guys named Vinny. It's the only way I can come. And so you just have to like kind of look like you work at a pizzeria. So you know, hook up with this girl, right? Mm-hmm. I'm completely single. She tells me she's completely single. Her, you know, DMs me on Instagram, whatever. Her Instagram is just, you know, thought pictures, whatever, like simple shit, like, you know, just her at the fucking, you know, margaritas with the girl, whatever, dude.
Not a dude in sight.
Not a dude, not a family in sight, right? Yeah. We hook up, whatever. It's fine. It was like one or two times. All good, you know, everything. All of a sudden, it's like a Saturday morning, like 7:30 in the morning, right? I was living in this apartment building. I get a knock on the door, like bang, 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 bang.
Oh, shit.
Which is like, you know, like it was almost like it's like that police knock that you see in the movie. Like I thought it was like a fucking barricade. Like
the worst postman driver ever.
Bro, I like checked myself because I was like, yo, am I like under investigation by the FBI right now?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I woke up and I was like, yo, what the fuck? So I had a little peephole, looked through the peephole, and there's a dude there that like looks like through the peephole, like looked pretty jacked and big and is like angry. And I'm like, this motherfucker has to have the wrong info. So I say through the door, I was like, can I help you? He goes, you Chris DiStefano? I was like, he's got the right info. I was like,
did you watch my half hour?
Yeah. I was like, God, he's, join my Patreon. So he goes, I'm so-and-so's husband. And I was like, oh, I kind of had that first thought. I was like, who?
Ooh,
I was like, what? Not disrespectfully like that. Right. I was just like, you know, we had hooked up and kind of was like a time or like whatever, man. We was just single
living.
You're
also startled in that moment.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, I said, who? And he was like, who?
Oh,
that's
no.
my fucking life. Who? And I was like, yo. So I kind of like had a decision. I was like, do I call 911? I was like, you know, here are my choices. Do I call 911, which is, that's the one you should do.
Yeah.
Do I just wait till he goes away?
Do you
not
call
probable,
T.T. Jerry?
But you could do that. T.T. Jerry was still in prison at the time, so unfortunately she couldn't come out.
There you go.
Or do I, three, absolutely don't open the door. So of course I pick three.
Of course.
And and I opened the door like an asshole. I swear to God.
You're a big dude. Was he big? What's his build?
Through the peephole, he looked big. Once I opened the door, not so big.
Oh,
he had that fisheye lens, so it made him look wider.
Yeah,
then when I opened
like,
the door, I was like, I could probably, whatever.
It's like me if I was in a superhero movie. They just
I'll be honest. Here's like, you know, it was bitch behavior by me. But my neighbor, who like I shared a wall with, not lying, dude, taught at a jiu-jitsu school. It was like a jiu-jitsu master.
There we go.
And is always up doing his stretches. And I know for a fact, heard everything that was going on. I know he was home because he always leaves his shoes outside the door. So I could see that when I opened the door, his shoes were there.
Yeah.
So he was home. So I know if some shit popped off, this guy's going to get crushed because he had told me once because he knew I did comedy shit. He said, you ever need security or anything like that? Like, I'm your next door neighbor.
I'll always
help you with whatever you need. Like, he goes, you know, I don't like to fight, but I am a weapon. I was like, all right.
Oh,
you know, like he said, and I mean,
that's kind of hot. I'm
bro,
hard when
you
someone
teach
says
at
that.
Jiu-jitsu school, like, you are a weapon.
Yeah.
So, because I said to myself in that split second, I said, this guy is fucking, I have a perfectly logical explanation. I would never hook up with someone that I knowingly was married. I just didn't do that, bro. So I open the door and he tells me, he's like, you fucked my wife. And I was like, who's your wife? And then I told him, and then I just to disarm it, I invited him in. I was like, just come in. I was like, you want some coffee?
That's a
like,
good move.
Chill out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I don't want coffee. I want you to tell me every time you fuck my wife. And I was like, bro, I don't know that woman you're referring to. I was like, I don't know she was married. He goes, really? He goes, her Instagram, it's all me and the kids. I was like, this is the Instagram I have. And then pulled it up.
Oh.
Fake account. Two
no,
accounts.
Sir.
He goes, no. This is her Instagram. And then look, that Instagram is private. Wow. Shows me that one.
Oh,
dude, some
no.
of the times that we were like, Hank, because I remember she was like texting me like, oh, I'm here, blah, 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 come meet me. She was there with her fucking family. I was like, yo. So I
this is
bro,
scandalous.
So I tell him the whole thing, the whole scenario of what happened. I was like, bro, like,
spring
I don't know
hug,
anything.
Dude. This is
and bro, to what does he, now he's like in a pile
That's what I'm
on
saying.
The floor, hysterical crying, whole fucking life over. She
now
starts,
he wants a
she
coffee.
She starts calling me like, you know, she's like, hey, I think he might be on the way to your apartment. He saw my phone. I was like, I just took a picture of us and sent it back to her. I was like, here you go.
He's we're on the pod.
Yeah, I was like, we're having a latte. Yeah. So, bro,
dude, that's what it is because you genuinely didn't know. So he had to he had that switch,
and
where he's not even mad. He's like, he's sad about his own life.
But then you know what's crazy, dude?
You sucked him off.
You know what? I sucked him off. Yeah, I had to. You know what's crazy, dude? It was like in a movie, bro. He opens up. He had like a little legal pad. Crosses me off the list, bro. I was one of like six guys.
I swear to Christ,
put a line through my name, and there was like two other names on there. I'm like. Yo, this woman is fucking wild, dude. Like, people get mad
is that
at
Billy
guys.
Madison, where they
bro,
do that?
People get no. It's like from a movie, dude. Yeah. Like, we're like, they just cross. Like, I was like, what is this happening?
What number were you on that thing?
I was in the middle, dude.
Did he murder
bodies before
he was,
me?
He
like,
was murdered. He murdered those
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 100%. One of them, his name was Brian Laundrie. So,
dude, Doug the Bounty Hunter. That's the dude.
So that ever. So like stories, like shit, like that. Like, bro, honestly, man, it shook me up. There was a couple of instances where he sent me wild text messages, like, I still fucking want to kill you. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, I swear to God, I was like, wait, what the hell? So he was unhinged, but bro, his wife. Ex-wife, I don't know what the hell is going on with him now, like completely like unraveled him. But bro, this woman, like again, same situation as you, would never in a fucking million years think she had a husband and a family.
Yeah.
From
the second
how available she was, how she would come over, chill at any time, never had to leave. It's like, I could sleep over, all this stuff. So I'm like, you have a full family. Like, what the fuck is going on? But it's like, that's what it is. You know, you never know. So that's why I only fuck guys now.
Dude, my buddy's uncle, they found maybe 2 years ago that he had two families. One in Mexico and one in America. It's
there
like,
you go.
How the fuck do you have two families?
Like married with kids.
Yeah, dude, I have one girlfriend and it's too much.
Too much.
How do you have two families?
Two full families, bro.
Like wife, kids,
that's Chris's other family, right there.
No,
yeah.
That's, hold on, 1 second. I just gotta let me.
What is happening with
other
you
family?
Are you having a fucking aneurysm?
Family, yeah.
All right, ShipStation. You know me. I love to ship stuff. I'm a shiphead, baby. I like to ship my pants, and I only do it with ShipStation. I gotta manage a lot of inventory. I got merch. I got pregnancy tests. I got everything. I'm just shipping stuff. So I got to ship a lot of stuff, and I'm telling you, the holidays are the most wonderful time of the year. But if you're running an online store, which I am, which a lot of us are, you know, they can be the craziest time of the year. Okay. I mean, literally without ShipStation, I wouldn't know what the hell to do. I'd literally rather have my ShipStation password than remember to take, here's what I'll say. I'd rather have my ShipStation password on me than get the... No, I'm kidding. ShipStation is pro... I don't know what their stance are. Changing your shipping solution can be daunting, but with the holidays here, now's the time to think about making a change. If you sell anything online, I mean anything, I don't need to tell you that shipping can be super frustrating. So, 98% of companies use ShipStation. You've heard about this company left and right. 98% of companies use ShipStation, so not only is shipping easy, you actually save money because they get discounted rates on the shipping, especially from Fortune 500 companies. It's the best. And I want to give you a discount too. All the Chrissy Chaos listeners are going to get a discount on ShipStation. If you just go to ShipStation.com and put in the promo code Chaos, you get a 60-day free trial, folks. So it's not even a discount. You get it for free for two freaking months. Two Julian calendar months. If you go to ShipStation.com and put in the promo code Chaos, you get a 60-day free trial. You have nothing to lose. I would say do it. ShipStation, make ship happen. Listen, do you need home and auto insurance? You know who does? TT Jerry, because we just got her a car, baby. And guess what? She went through Policy Genius. There's a lot to be thankful for, like how Policy Genius can check if you're paying too much for home and auto insurance. And guess what? I used it, and I was paying way too much, and now I'm not because of Policy Genius. So thank you so much. It's never a bad time to find a way to bundle your home and auto insurance. You should really do it. Everyone's looking to save money nowadays, as am I. So go ahead and do that. They save customers an average of $1,250 per year over what they're paying for home and auto insurance, $435 per year on auto, $350 per year on home insurance. PolicyGenius.com is the way to go. I'm telling you, if you go to PolicyGenius.com, get started right now. Trust me, figure it out. It's so easy to use. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. What were you saying?
I was just saying an overall tentpole in my life and in our podcast is coming is never worth it.
No.
There's never,
comic's never worth it.
It just is so much fucking back and forth. You're shoving away reality, and then you finally come and you go, what? None of this is what.
None of it. Right.
The couple pumps you're in, you're like, all right, cool. All right, this is fun or whatever. But it's just never worth it.
No.
All the rigmarole, even if you get a hooker, it's never worth it. Like, even if there's. You know what I mean? It's
never ever been with a hooker in my life. Never ever.
Been with one stripper? Hooker in my life.
No, never even a stripper. I've never even been to a strip club. Oh, I've been to a strip club once.
But I hate them.
Not something I ever was interested in.
Yeah, no. I got sucked off by a Jamaican lady. And by she Jamaican spit lady. It in a dirty, dirty sink, and I never felt so depressed in my whole life.
I'd ask for you know when you like lose a tooth at the dentist, like, can I take that home? I'd ask for that. Not.
I knew a guy who was a male hooker, like Good. A male escort, and he Good. Said... He told me it was like not all that it's cracked up to be. He was like, it honestly, dude, it makes sex like meaningless. He was like, I felt like I hated myself doing it. He was like, but I made so much money. He was like ripped and jacked and shit. So I was like, it's interesting that, you know, he said that about it.
Yeah, I mean, we had Peter Green, the porn star on the guy does like the main guy Bang on like Bus. Bang Bus.
Who's
whatever.
Peter Green? Is it Peter Green? I know Peter North. Who's Peter
you've
Green?
Definitely seen his car before.
Who's Peter Green? Oh, Who's Peter Green?
You've definitely seen his fucking cockaenus.
Yeah. Let me see him.
So he works. He's like a signed contract for Bang Bus.
There you go.
He said, so we did a podcast in the Bang Bus. That's one of our pretty cool. Yeah, we did it in there. We did. I shot a sketch in there, which was really fun. He said he's done over 1,000 scenes in the bus. No motion sickness. This guy
scenes.
Fucks. All right.
Right.
Just something I would worry about.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What'd it smell like?
Honestly, not too bad. The seatbelts were dirty, which is I've never
you
seen
went
that dirty
into it?
Oh, we did a podcast in the Bang Bus.
I filmed a sketch in there. This is in Miami, of course, but this
so
is...
So what was the biggest lesson he taught you?
What was weird is he has a like girlfriend, and I think they just got married or something, but he's like, your sex life at home versus fucking... I was like, do you ever get tired of, like, you come home from work, and goes, oh, I was fucking all day, now I gotta fuck at night, and he's like, He was just stoked. He was just like literally just like if testosterone was just like had legs, he was just like, yeah, all I do is fuck. And he loved it. He didn't really have any complaints, but he did say like, it's just work for him. He's just fucking.
Yeah,
interesting. Well, because there are porn stars who are in like loving, healthy relationships and they say, yeah, like you said, it's just work. But I don't know. For me, I couldn't. That wouldn't be work for me. Unless, I mean, because there are also a lot of straight guys that do gay porn. You know that.
Because you get a lot
of money.
Money's better.
Allegedly, you get a ton of money to do gay porn. Is Pimp leaving? Pimp's out. Where are you going? Okay. Pimp needs to get his laptop charger. This is what I pay him the big bucks for. It's just the podcast can't even come out because his laptop died right in the middle of it. Just frozen on this screen.
This is perfect.
But is he pretty? Does he do steroids? He's got to do steroids.
I think
right?
he does. Steroids and most likely a lot of fucking Blue Chew. There's no way this is like.
Yeah, right. Well, because when you shoot a porno, you're not. You're not shooting all that in one scene, right? Like in one take, I meant to say.
No, but you. There's breaks, but in my head, I always thought like you fuck and you just the money shot or whatever is first, and then you take a break and then reload and then fuck. So that's why
that's how
long?
It works.
No,
that's what he thought. They just have great stamina.
But they have great stamina.
But they do say he's like I come early on set a lot. It's like they laugh about it. It's joking.
No, but I don't understand. So if you come. Then what happens then? Like you just have to.
Well, it fucks everything up. That's why, like, it like literally. He said there's sometimes where he's in and he can't hold it anymore, and he'll just like pull out and like just like run.
Oh, he said he's like, I gotta go get some water, and then everybody just knows you're coming on the way to the water fountain.
Yeah.
Got it. And then you have, it's on you to reload whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because they want obviously the most cum possible.
Sure.
So if sure.
CGI.
Sure, naturally.
You know?
Speaking of cum, R. Kelly's Brooklyn cellmate penned comic of Pear's Life Beyond Bars. So R. Kelly now, it's coming out that R. Kelly's a fully gay man. Right?
What?
Is that what we're saying, Pimp?
No, that his cellmate is making a comic book about their life together.
Oh, I thought that R. Kelly was like in a relationship with this guy.
No, they are in a
comic book.
That's
a really
book.
Good drawing.
No, no, but I'm saying in real life, Pimp.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Huh.
This
seems
might...
like they just have a superhero fantasy together.
It wow. does.
Hold on. So that's his really cellmate with the long hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. R. Kelly, I've heard some stories from people... from people that know R. Kelly well, that he's like fully, like, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about like mental health now and everyone's like, I have mental health issues now, but that R. Kelly's a fully schizophrenic, like
fully
mental health, like complete lunatic of a person, like has been nuts since the 90s. Like not
I believe
even,
that.
Like not even like now, it like, because if you tell me you have mental health issues now, I'm like, what is that? What? You have depression? Get over it.
Right, yeah,
we
right.
all
welcome to everybody.
Welcome to. We were just talking about the episode on the Patreon before you guys got here about like, who, show me somebody who's mentally healthy. That would be more impressive.
Right.
Oh, everybody has mental health issues.
Here's the thing: if you tell me you're not depressed, I'm like, well, then you're a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, stay away from
right.
me, dude. Because if you're not, if you tell me you're not depressed, you're like, I'm not depressed. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I'm like, then what do? Do you have kids tied up in your basement?
100%.
You're. I don't want
like the same girls that have like live, laugh, love over the bed, and you're like, that's just as crazy to me.
Yeah,
like it's too normal.
Right.
Too happy.
Yeah, too happy.
Everybody, this is going to break.
Everybody's public persona that's like, I'm a happy person. I'm like, oh, you fuck weird.
Right.
Weird.
Weird.
Tom Hanks? Weird.
Weird guy.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. Weird, weird guy.
Like, behind the scenes, I'm saying, he just fucked crocodiles. Like, it's all over
you
the place.
You know who's starting to creep me out is Will Smith. I don't know.
He does.
What is it about Will Smith that's creeping you out?
His face is looking a little creepy, dude.
There's an article that said he was like, I had thoughts of killing my own father growing up, which is also just being a white kid in general.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Just, I think every white teenager is like, I'll fucking end it, Robert. I'll take off this Ford belt buckle right now, and I'll swing it around.
It was crazy because yesterday I saw an article headline that was, I've done ayahuasca with my mother 5 times, and then when I got dumped by my wife, I went to a tantric sex camp.
Ayahuasca is something that I want to do. Have you guys done any type of mind altering drug like that at all?
I've tried acid and then I've microdosed mushrooms. He's done mushrooms.
I've done mushrooms.
But mushrooms is, I've never done mushrooms, but mushrooms, because Pimp, you've done mushrooms, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
But mushrooms is like the more, not, I don't want to say little league, but mushrooms is not. Like, acid is next level after mushroom, right? Like, how does it go? Mushrooms is like beginner.
It depends on how many you take. You take a fuck ton of mushrooms, like, you can be in a different universe, right?
Could you die taking mushrooms? Can you overdose
on
mushrooms?
You probably just throw up and... I don't know if you would die. I think you just throw up and get really sick.
Acid could probably kill you, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Now,
or you get stuck in a trance or in a thing. I did it at a music festival, and I didn't take a crazy amount. Everything was just more vibrant, like purple, like really stood out, you know, but like,
but it wasn't like you weren't like, oh my God, this is crazy.
No, there wasn't.
You actually
like,
had fun. It enhanced your experience.
Yeah. No. And I felt like more giggly because I know people microdose acid and then also shrooms. I didn't take enough to be like, there's a fucking Charmander in the sky, but
it's crazy too. How people be like, I've done acid, I've done mushrooms, I've done DMT, but won't admit to doing cocaine. Like, nobody admits that they do coke, but everybody else admits that they
do.
Just
coke comes from such a sleazy
dirty.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm fun.
I've never done cocaine, but I want to actually do it now.
Do you have an addictive personality?
I do, unfortunately. Yeah. So you think that's the problem?
I think so, because I have a buddy that was like that. He's just, anything he did, he got addicted to. Chewing tobacco, boom. Steroids, boom. And then he got into coke. Slippery slope, you know?
But that's the one that hurts you a little bit. Cocaine
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get addicted to steroids, you just look hot. You know, if you get addicted to coke, not great.
You don't look hot. No, you're shitting blood. You're balding. Yeah, like, it's no bueno.
You're picking up girls in an AutoZone. It's a weird day, you know? So.
Yeah.
What was the mushrooms?
Girls at an AutoZone.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
Did you learn anything on the mushrooms? There was no...
Mushrooms I actually really liked. I felt like almost like a little high a little bit, kind of like that, like giggly. And I took it with a group of people, and we all took it at the same time. We all were feeling it at the same time. We're all in like Palm Springs in a pool, just like laying on floaties. And everything was just really vibrant and like really, everything looked like 4D, like crystal clear.
Yeah, I liked it. And my biggest like walk away from it, and this is just such a fucking mushroom thought, but it's like we took it in a field and we were like in nature literally for like 4 or 5 hours. And then we like re-entered like the, I don't want to say the city, but like re-entered like where there's cement and there's houses. And it was just so funny. Where it's like, no, the nature's the real shit. This is like we're playing house with nature. It's so right. fucking weird. It was like it was just almost like, oh, none of this matters.
Dude, everybody that I've ever spoken to, or we've done research on, that has a near-death experience says, I don't fear death anymore because you realize, like, dust to dust. And everybody who goes and finds nature, their mental health issues automatically start to go lower and lower and lower. I think the more connected you are with nature, the less mental issues you probably have because you realize, dude, like, okay, so what? I'll fucking die one day and then I'll just be a tree. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows? This tree could be fucking, you know? Who knows who this tree is, dude?
Bill Cosby's dead. We don't know.
Yeah, dude, you don't know.
It's so fun. The legacy shit is what's so fun to me. It's like, oh, I want to be known when I'm dead. Bitch, when you're dead, you're fucking dead. You're not going to know that people know you. So why the fuck you want to name a museum after?
Dude, the most famous people in the world, you know, Alexander the Great was the most famous guy in his time. If he walked down the street right now, you'd be like, look at this asshole in a toga.
Yeah.
Like, you would hit him with a Chobani yogurt.
Amelia Earhart?
No.
Bitch.
Nobody cares.
Oh, one day around the world. Yeah. Go fly a Spirit Airline flight, you bitch.
Genghis Khan. I'd be like, what are you, in Cirque Soleil, get the fuck out of here. Go get me In-N-Out Burger, you asshole. And it's Genghis Khan. Because all those people are so little, too. Dude, you would beat the shit out of whatever ancient warrior there was back in the day. You'd beat the shit out of them because they were so tiny. And they didn't have
They're also elders at 32. So.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, back in the day, if you lived, certain cultures, if you lived past 35, like, you were a pussy. No, you were a pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were like, you're pussy. You must have been hiding in battle. Not defending your family, and not because you must be a bitch if you're still alive. You're 35. Truthfully,
let's bring it back.
I know, for real. That's pussy shit. If you, dude, a senior citizen was like a legitimately like 38-year-old man. It's like, dude, you're a legitimate senior citizen.
Dude, you're like a gilf at 29. Like,
dude, I read something once too. China, like magic spoon in my butt. Oh yeah, I love magic spoon. I mean, literally, they are one of the most loyal people on this podcast. I love you, Magic Spoon, even though you got mad at me once for an ad read. I love MagicSpoon.com. I love it. I literally have, what do we have in there, Pimp? 20 boxes of Magic Spoon? Easily 20 boxes.
Probably more.
Dude, it's the best. You can build your own box. You got available flavors. So many available flavors to choose from. It's only 140 calories a serving. It is keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. High in taste, low in carbs, baby. 13 to 14 grams of protein and only 4 net carbs in each serving. It is the best. It is literally like you're eating the childhood cereals that will make you fat and diabetic and lose your feet. But you're never going to lose your feet eating Magic Spoon because, baby, it's low in asukad and it's got 4 net carbs. Only 4 net carbs at 13 to 14 grams. Of protein. It's how I get jacked in the gym. They got available flavors now: cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle, which I love. And if you go to magicspoon.com/chaos right now, grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today, you're going to get $5 off your order. Save you $5, which, hey, that builds up after a while. Save $5. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Take pictures of it. Send me the Magic Spoon. I want to see that you're buying it using the code chaos. And, you know, do something. Will you put some Magic Spoon on your nipples and send me a picture. Tweet it at me at Chris D. Comedy. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. Use the code chaos. $5 off your order. This is what the product I was talking about before. Disco. Dude, Disco is awesome. I've been using their eucalyptus face moisturizer. I've been putting it on my face and my balls. You're not supposed to put it on your balls, but it just feels good. It is a face cream and face care product line for men. There's a black charcoal one that I put all over my face, and it's awesome because I put it under my eyes, and I feel like I'm in Tropic Thunder, and I love it. I rub it into my face, and it's awesome. People have been talking about how crystal clear my face looks, and I was like, amazing. Listen, I'm happy that it looks like that. I don't know if it's a good thing right now to be all white, but Disco face product is helping me do it, and it's from Austin, Texas, everyone's favorite city. So I'm telling you, the face cleanser stick fights acne and oil skin, which it has been for me. The exfoliating face scrub, which I love, prevents razor burns and ingrown hairs. I haven't got not an ounce of razor burn and ingrown hair since I started using Disco. And the hydrating face moisturizer, this is what I love, hydrates the skin and prevents wrinkles, baby. It is TSA approved and very portable. I brought mine to Salt Lake City, and my skin was dry as fuck in Salt Lake City. But then I brought out the Disco, and I felt I was soaking wet. I was soaked because Mormons make me horny. If you want to check out Disco and try their incredible skincare products for yourself, we have a special offer for the Chrissy Chaos audience. Thank you, Disco. Go to www.letsdisco.com/chaos or enter chaos at checkout. 30% off your first order. That's letsdisco.com/chaos. 30% off your first order. Thank you, Disco. I truly love your product.
Once too, China, like the life expectancy for like us has went, like, you know, in whatever the 1800s, it was like 50 and now it's like 80. Bro, China's life expectancy since BC times has been like 75.
Yeah.
Chinese Holy have shit. Been living.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're
doing. So it's just a bunch of pussies? Is that what you're saying?
I think it, yeah, exactly. Bunch
of, yeah. You imagine you land, that's your first thought out. How old are you? 47? Pussy.
That's what they said. What is this? $90,000 worth of condoms stolen in Ontario. $90,000 worth of condoms. That's a lot of
condoms. How many condoms is that? Is that 90,000 condoms?
What do you need to steal $90,000 worth of condoms for? Yeah,
what if they probably just took the wrong box? They're like, hold on, these aren't gold doubloons? Yeah, like, fucked up.
They're like, I thought these were Bitcoins.
Yeah.
NFT.
No, dude, yeah, that's...
Oh, it was a trailer. They stole a trailer. Oh, it was a freight truck. Oh.
Yeah, there we go. They took the wrong one.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But that means that any freight truck growing around the U.S. either has like chili in it or just condoms.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to off? They just go to 900 7-Elevens, but you guys want to... How do you sell
You're
this?
Selling condoms.
You just go to a Planned Parenthood and be like, I got you.
Dude, well, I know a guy. This didn't happen to him. It happened to his neighbor, and he still works for the Yankees, this guy. But there was a guy who, when he was a little kid, that's in the 70s, he was playing in the Bronx, right? Playing whatever, stickball, whatever, his friends in the Bronx, and a truck carrying all, like, the Yankees tickets, like season tickets, you know, back, and obviously no internet there, hit like a pothole in the back of the truck open, and like a whole pallet.
Yeah, it's a movie intro right there.
Whole pallet of tickets fell out, and he said he had like this decision: can I like just sell these on the street corner and like make bank? But he was like, you know, his friend said, I want to do the right thing, and I brought them back to the Yankees office, like the what I could carry back to the office, and gave it to him. And then George Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, was like, bring me that kid. And then they brought him that kid. And that kid, I think, grew up to be a man, still works for the Yankees. And I think him and his family have had seats behind home plate every day since every game since then.
Wow.
So it's like worked out. But I would have sold him. Wouldn't you have
100%?
I would have done it down the middle, like bring back. Oh, these are all I could fill. Yeah. Then my pockets are still full.
Yeah,
you flip a little, you live a little. You
like
know?
the guy Tom Brady threw a 600 touchdown pass, and then they threw it into the crowd.
Idiot.
And the guy had the ball, and the Tampa Bay Bucks came and like negotiated with him and gave him like free tickets for the 5 years, some signed jerseys and some signed balls. It's like,
it's
dude,
Tampa.
If that's me, I catch that ball. You tell me it's a 600. Okay, bye. I leave. I get an attorney. I retain an attorney immediately and say, let's negotiate because I have something you want.
Yeah.
Now, TB, if you want to throw me some Bitcoin.
NFT.
You want to throw me $5 million? Why don't you throw me $5 million? Honestly, because I heard the ball is worth $2 million. So if you want to double that, let's get with four. You want to give me four? Fine. I'll give you the ball right now because I think the fact that he gave that ball up so easy, he probably regrets it. Do you think he regrets it, Pimp?
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. What an idiot.
So did he know how much the ball was worth?
They came over to him and were like, you know, because normally, you know, NFL players throw footballs into the crowd all the time, right. But they accidentally, I think it was Mike Evans, the receiver that caught it, didn't know it was Brady 600. Yeah. So threw it into the crowd. This dude caught it. Then the staff comes over. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, that was Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball. Like, we need that back. And he was like, oh, okay, I want some signed jerseys and season tickets. They're like, okay. And then just gave it to, I mean, they were like,
yeah, you got to go high, expect a low ball.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Tom Brady will come and sign your kid's head. I'm like, I don't give a shit, dude.
I need Tom Brady to fuck my wife.
Yes.
And we're starting there.
Tom Brady, they said that ball was worth $4 million and that Tom himself said he would be willing to give up 10.
10 mil?
Like, 10 mil he would have given the guy. No problem. And it's like, yo, you got fucked. If I was that guy's wife, I'd divorce him. Because like, you're not a leader. You're not a good decision maker.
Right.
Under the pressure, you just fucking collapsed, dude.
Yeah.
He collapsed.
Dude, what did he end up getting? Just some signed jerseys?
He got signed jerseys and season tickets to the Tampa. I mean, the Tampa Bay Bucks are playing awesome. But like, what? How many more years does Brady have? One or two?
Yeah.
Then the whole team collapses. Wow. Then you're just in Tampa again like an asshole.
Dude, did you hear the story about the dude that paid 10,000 Bitcoin for a goddamn pizza?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What? How have you not assassinated yourself?
A few years ago, dude.
Holy shit.
A few years ago. What a dumb.
Now, before we close out the show, I wanted to ask you guys any ghost experiences.
Yes,
what do you think
about
ghosts?
I love asking this. I feel like you guys have had some ghost encounters.
I've had one experience, and I don't know if it was a ghost, but I was a little kid, right? And my dad fucked me. No, I was a little kid. just getting real dark.
That wasn't your dad. That was me.
Chris again. I was maybe like 7, and I was in my bed, and I woke up, and maybe like 4 in the morning, and there was from the ceiling to the floor, there was this green light that kind of looked like a DNA strand, and it was just going back and forth. There's particles all in between, and I looked at it for a second, and I was like, for some odd reason, my first thought was, if I walk through this, my life will be different.
Okay.
And if I don't, my life will stay the same.
Okay.
And I like got out of bed, and I like got all this courage because I'm 7. What the fuck's happening? And I just walked through the light, and I just got back into bed, and I went to sleep. And now I'm gay. No, I just that's my only. It's not the greatest story, but like I just remember, I was like, that is. It was some spiritual experience.
But did you have a story where you went over to a girl's house during the pandemic? You were hooking up with her, and she's like, "Oh yeah, we go back to my place. Just a heads up, this place is haunted."
Yeah, what? Listen, this girl.
Way better story than the first.
This
one.
Girl for an.
We're live on the podcast, so I mean, you need to give the A shit right now.
This is Chris and Chaos.
Yeah, come on, dude.
No, but I just remember you went to a girl's house during the pandemic.
Republicans are about to follow you.
This guy's talking about a DNA strand? Fuck this guy.
Yeah, fucking cuck.
Didn't you go to a girl's house? She's like, just a heads up.
Yes. You know, this place is haunted. we literally sat down at dinner. She was all flustered. I said, what's wrong? She walked me through this entire story about how she got called from work from her neighbor because there was someone walking around in her place.
There we go.
And she wasn't there. So she called her landlord. Her landlord was scared. And called the police. The police came over, and they all heard footsteps. They opened the door, and there was no one there. And so she's telling me this. She's kind of like panicking, whatever. And she kind of calms down, and we have a dinner, blah, blah, blah. Then I'm driving her home, and she like, so, like, do you want to come up? And I was like, no.
No.
But then your dad's like, hey, come on.
No. But she shamed me. She was like, why? Because you're like, there's a ghost? And I was like, yes, bitch. Yeah, yeah. Why are you still living there? That's my thing. She went, it happened that morning, and you're going to go sleep there?
I would rather sleep in Tent City than have to sleep in a haunted apartment. Does she still live there?
To my knowledge, she still lives there. But here's the thing. I'm such a fucking cuck that she shamed me, and I went up there.
You went up there?
Yeah, because I'm stupid.
And did you hear footsteps?
I did not hear footsteps, but the fucking place was weird. She had 3 cats, 1 dog. It was fucking weird. I went to go to the bathroom, and you ever like just be alone in a place? Like, this is
everything
this
looks
ghost.
Weird. Yeah.
Yes, dude. The mirror was kind of off. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. And we like made out for like 1 minute. She kissed terrible like a bass fish, and I was like, I'm done, and left. But yes, to my knowledge, right now she still lives in the fucking place, and. Yeah, I never would have went back, and I would have moved out.
Wow.
So you hear banging on the door after, like, you're fucking my wife, and you're like, here we go, baby. Let him in.
Oh my God, dude. Wow, Jesus Christ. That's a sick one. I mean, that's a pretty sick ghost encounter. And you have nothing, Trevor. No ghost encounter.
I don't think I have any really ghost stories. I don't.
It's going to happen to you, dude. You're going to be haunted. Yeah, yeah. The last half of your life, you will be haunted.
I don't. Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably.
You know, I'm assuming.
No, I mean, we, you know, we've talked about it many times in this podcast. We think there's a ghost in this house since we ripped out the bar. I've seen.
You literally did your fucking True TV show in your own house?
No, bro. I know. Seriously, I know. I'm probably gonna have to, brother.
Oh, what?
I'll take it. Pass it over.
I know, dude. I'm just gonna live with Sal. Where are you guys gonna be next? Where can people see you? Shout you out. Everything.
I got a big theater tour coming up, being announced on Monday. So it'll be out. TrevorWallsComedy.com. Going to 27 cities. So TrevorWallsComedy.com. Check it out.
There you go.
A bunch of cities.
Being a bunch of cities coming up as well. Go to BlauComedy.com. Get some tickets.
There you go. Go follow the boys. Thank you guys so much. You guys want some food on the way out? You guys hungry?
I'd honestly love
as long as you
food.
Feed it to me like a big baby bird mama, then I'm in.
I'm going to spin to your mouth like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Fuck yeah.
Love you.
Hell yeah. Peace, thank you.
All right, we're up on sale. I just put a bunch of dates up. Find your city. The theater tour is coming in 2022. We got Vegas. We got the Beacon Theater in New York City. We just released some more tickets. We got Indianapolis. We got Portland, Seattle, ChristyComedy.com. Find your city. I'm doing a theater in your city, baby. Yas.